The idea is that we want to store your usernames and passwords in an encrypted vault, and we want to guard that encrypted vault with a password. Now, traditional password managers are text-based. That one password that you can't forget is often very easy to forget. We know that humans are exceptionally strong at recognizing images they've seen before. So what we do is we generate a random master password for you. This is the most secure type of password. But then we encode that password as a set of images. We place those images in a grid of other images, and we replace the task of writing down your master password with the task of selecting images from the grid. You get all the memorability of human evolution, but you get all the security of a random password.
So instead of me trying to remember my email address and then putting in, you know, 6 or 7, this number, this exclamation point, I just look at images?
That's exactly right. We train you on a set of highly curated, memorable images. You're shown an image. There's some copy surrounding that image, as well as a prompt to touch a feature of the image. We include the copy because there's this so-called dual encoding theory in the psychology community that says that humans remember things along both a visual and a linguistic channel. And so you're engaged with the photograph because it's visually quite interesting, but you're also engaged with the photograph because there's some feature or some copy there, some interesting fact of the photo that we're trying to draw you in with. And that also creates a robust encoding in your brain so that when you go back and you're looking at these grid of images, when you look at an image that you've seen before, you don't only remember the picture, you remember the copy and the features of the image because you were trained linguistically.
And this is available to me on my phone or on my computer. How can I get this?
Yeah, good. So the platform actually runs on the phone and on your computer. So the idea is that if you're in a web browser, we will automatically manage your passwords for you. We fill in your username, we fill in your password. If you sign up for a new account, we'll generate a new random password for that account and we'll store it in your encrypted vault. You have those passwords and usernames also available on your phone. We synchronize between the phone and the desktop through a cloud store where all your information is encrypted with the highest grade of security, 256-bit AES encryption. The type of encryption we use is the strongest available. In fact, it's the type of encryption that the government uses for highly classified, the most secret documents.
So how do you have it?
Yeah, good. So it's actually it's an open standard, and that's really great. So we use an implementation that's already been vetted by Apple. So we're not rolling our own security. We're using off-the-shelf security components that work extremely well.
Can we take a look at it?
First, we're going to start out by training you on some images. And as you can see, here's a picture of a man who's smiling, and there's some copia there. The term sepia for photo tinting comes from the scientific name for the cuttlefish. The ink produced by the sepia officinalis was used for the tinting of photographs in the 1880s. Tap the laughing man's front teeth.
So the man is standing there smiling, but there's a hue to it, which is this description that you just read.
That's right, the sepia stain photograph. Then we'll move on. Once you tap the feature of the man smiling and tap his teeth, then you move on to the next photo. There's 9 photos in total. So then we tap the next feature, and we go on like this. This is how we train your mind, both visually and linguistically, to remember these photographs.
So I'm trained through these 9 images, but what if I just want to get into my email? Then what do I do?
Right. So if you're logging on to, say, Google and you use your username and password, in the browser, you would unlock the password manager by selecting your photos from a grid.
Now, it has a very sleek design. It only looks like there's an image and some text on the screen. Any reason for its simplicity?
I think simple is always better. We care about user experience more than any other password manager out there. We've done some market research, and we know that people sometimes feel some pain with password managers because they're not intuitive to use. They don't provide a very nice user experience. One of our goals is to provide a seamless experience both on the phone and in the browser. So now we're in a place here where we can test your memory. So we train you on these photographs, and then we go and we actually do a test phase. So we know we saw this photograph. We know we saw this photograph. Do you remember the other one?
So this one.
That's right. And now, how about moving forward here?
Bruce Lee, man smiling with a mole, and I think the passion lettuce.
That's right.
Now this is where my memory dips because I don't remember.
We went very quickly, didn't we?
Yeah.
Go here, here, and here, right?
Okay, sure. So there were 3 tutorials to get through.
That's right. So now we've done that. We successfully did our test. And now we're at the place where we would actually get into our vault. So now, instead of writing down your password, what you do is go here and you'd select your images. And once we select them, now we're inside our vault. I can add a password here if I'd like. So we can type in the title, the site, the username, the password. We can generate random passwords. Now, at the same time, this product will actually synchronize with your desktop. So your information is now encrypted. It'll go into the cloud. totally encrypted, and then we'll bring it back down onto the desktop. And when you go to Google, your username and your password will appear seamlessly inside the forms. If you go to Google, your username and your password will just appear seamlessly in the fields, and you'll just say login. Then you are free to surf the web unencumbered. That's really the goal of this product, is we want to take away the tedium of entering usernames and passwords, having to remember usernames and passwords, forgetting your password and having to go look it up or engage in the password recovery process. All of this takes time. It's not what you want to do. We really want to free you to surf the web unencumbered.